The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. The news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Gosh, you know, caring, compassion community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're right there. Yes. Yes.
Well, good morning
to Sue. She's running the board today.
Good morning.
And Ashley is running around. And you know what? You know you're being taken care of by your producers.
Absolutely.
When you come in, you know, they got, you know, your water's there in the green M&Ms.
But wait a minute. I don't know if you want to be – you may want to eat one of those at the break just in case you see –
No. That's because you tried it, right?
No.
You haven't?
No.
These are little jalapeno M&Ms.
Well,
can you believe
thank
that?
Thank God we were warned because I, that
no,
was –
No, I tried one yesterday.
No. Oh,
tried,
really?
Yeah. Tried one yesterday.
Oh, well, I've never tried
and
one,
said,
and I don't know if I want to do it on the air.
I said, oh, that's not too – and then when you swallow it, it's kind of like
– Oh, no.
Oh, there's something in the – there's something in my throat right now that's telling me – perhaps you should eat a little.
No, I don't really think that you should be eating a jalapeno M&M while you're on the air, because if it got stuck in your throat, you'd be the weather today.
If we could talk like pirates the rest of the day.
Let's talk about the weather. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what? We pray for rain.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to say stop praying.
Stop praying.
No, because we're going to Ash Wednesday. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too. But... you know what? Did they say we're 80% full or something from the lake?
The dam is up at Lake Shasta Dam. You're it's 20 feet from the top.
Okay.
So then they're releasing water like crazy, and Keswick is turning it loose. So we got some, and Sue's got some information about flooding that we'll get to here in a minute.
And with the fires and the way that everything was so brittle. You know, God has a way. You know, everything became so brittle for 3 months of just having that smoke and that horrible thing. So this is Mother Nature's way of replenishing, I believe. And, yeah, there's flooding, and I've been flooded before. My home in Sacramento was flooded, and it's no fun, and it can set you back just like losing a house, because I did have to evacuate, and I was out of my house for months. Okay, so let's talk about today. Today is... let's see, currently 52 degrees. Our highs today will be 57, and our overnight lows will be around 43. Tomorrow calls for chance of showers with like about 50%, with high of 53 and low of 39. Friday calls for chance of showers, but according to this little block, this little, you know, visual, it looks like there's clouds. So it's not just this dark screen with the shades down. There's some clouds, so high of 53 and low of 38. And then we have Saturday chance of showers of one, high of 51 and low of 39. So, you know, your rain gear will be ready for all of your rain gear here throughout the week. And the weather is brought to you by our weather sponsor, which is Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, again, locally owned. Down in Anderson, 365-3793.
So, Sue, do you have any information about possible flooding areas there?
Well, we do, and it looks like before, though, Shasta Lake, 87% full.
Oh,
20
okay.
feet from the top.
20 feet from the top.
Not
and
bad.
They're letting a lot of water out, too.
They are.
So.
Yep. But there is more flooding expected. Tehama Bridge and Ord Ferry near that area, because releases from Keswick Dam were increased Saturday. Once again, Shasta Dam, 20 feet from the crest. And we do also have some flooding that was reported early this morning. That was near Red Bluff at Flores Avenue, near the off-ramp. And we have a traffic collision just in Gas Point Road at the off-ramp at Interstate 5 North.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you informed about what's going on out there with our, you know, gosh, you know, I don't know, minute reports here. As things happen, we'll let you know. But the big thing, though, is the flooding and chance of flooding that we've had out here. You know, a couple of years ago, Linda and I looked at a house on the river.
And we've always wanted to live on the river.
Remember, like, last year, year before last, when they were letting all the water out of it? So it must have been year before last. They were letting all the water out. And while I'm looking at this house, you know, the water had risen. And Linda's out there. She didn't look at the house. She just kept staring at the steps as the water was moving while
over
we were
the
there was moving up the steps.
I said, no, thank you. I've been flooded before, and
said,
I know what that feels like.
I just don't think that this is going to work for me.
So. My little creek in the back of Chicken Ranch Slough when I lived in...
Chicken Ranch.
It's called Chicken Slough. Chicken Ranch... No, what was it called? I think it was called Chicken Ranch Slough. And it was just a little creek that went behind my house that turned into... like a raging, you know, went through my house. It actually lifted, went over my pool,
my
doors.
It became the Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, they did. And I remember every bowl I was trying, because I had I love antiques, so I was going through every cupboard to put bowls under the legs of my antiques, because as soon as that water hits your furniture, it soaks right up. Goes right up the walls and all that stuff. Anyway, so today is National Oreo Cookie Day. I know if I were to pick one thing out of the store that had to be in that category, you would be Oreos or Twinkies or Ho-Hos would be first.
No, I hate Twinkies. I hate Ho-Hos.
Oh, well, then that must have been, I'm sorry.
Oreo cookies.
I got you confused
I'm
with somebody
Oreo,
else.
It's Hostess Cupcakes.
Okay.
You know that.
All right.
You know that.
What about Oreos?
I love Oreos.
Definitely. Okay. Every now and then.
I'll sneak off.
Yes. Okay. That's
I'll sneak an Oreo.
That's your sneak.
You know what? Sometimes when you send me on errands, I may have to stop through there and pick up a Hostess Cupcake.
Okay. And then it's a National Dentist Day. We love our dentists. Our teeth are so important.
After eat the Oreos and the cupcakes, then you go see the dentist.
We started with the dentist. And the other one is white cheesecake chocolate.
White chocolate
cheesecake. Or just white chocolate cheesecake.
Cake. There you go.
All right. Well, for those people who love the difference of the cheesecakes, I think really just traditional cheesecake.
I'm still stuck on
the Oreos.
Oreo.
Hey, Ash Wednesday. You want to hear a little bit about Ash Wednesday? Is one of the most popular and important holy days of the liturgical calendar. Ash Wednesday opens Lent, a season of fasting and prayer. Ash Wednesday takes place 46 days before Easter Sunday and is chiefly observed by Catholics, although many other Christians observe it too. Ash Wednesday comes from the ancient Jewish tradition of penance and fasting. The practice includes the wearing of ashes on the head. The ashes symbolize the dust from which God made us. As the priest applies the ashes to a person's forehead, he speaks the words, "Remember that you are dust, and dust you shall return." Alternatively, it's morning time. Let me get my mouth together. Okay. Alternatively, the priest may speak the words, "Repent and believe in the gospel." I think this is fascinating, so I'm kind of reading a little bit. Ashes also symbolize grief, in the case grief that we have sinned and caused division from God. Writings from the 2nd century church referring to the wearing of ashes as a sign of penance. Priests administer ashes during Mass, and all are invited to accept the ashes as a visible symbol of penance. And, of course, we know that people fast and they give up things before, as in Lent, like... let's say it's Lent. And we have some friends that are devout Catholics, and they'll say, it's Lent, so I'm not maybe smoking cigars, or maybe there's a certain kind, maybe they're not drinking alcohol, or maybe there's a certain food they're not. They give up something they love as far as their penance and their fasting of that particular item before Easter Sunday.
That's
right.
True. Yeah, absolutely. Easter Sunday's 46 days away.
Now, do you,
people are leaving the church. People are leaving all the churches, and it could be a variety of reasons. You've got schisms in some of the churches when it has to do with dealing with the gay community, the LGBTQTFZ.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, what all happened with
then the Catholic Church with
the abuse
all
the sexual
abuse
of the kids.
They just arrested, I think, a priest in California.
Well, and then there are those who just say you've got to stay strong with the faith, and the faith, it's tradition, and it's deep in tradition, and it's interesting because not this is an analogy, but I just read that one of the, very, not pompous, but, and I have to go back, Goldman Sachs, I think, or someplace like that, where, they dress in the suits and the best shirts are starting to go more casual because of the fact that they are competing with the dot-commerce, which is all casual, and they can't get talent because the talent wants to go where they can hang out and be casual and not be buttoned up in a suit. So that's about going with the times.
Yeah. And well, the times, though, is still, I think that...
I think it's good to have...
Well, I tell you what, we'll talk about it when we get back. We've got a lot of things to talk about today before we have our representatives from Reading Police Department in here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil has got right now, you know, for people who have been caught in the fires and you're rebuilding, they've got $100 off their heaters, oil heaters and water heaters, all of these, plus the fact of $100 worth of fuel to go with it. You have big sales on what they're doing over there. They're an employee-owned company. They're always looking for good employees. They're always moving. They've got a tremendous infrastructure that they run throughout the whole California up in the surrounding states, moving millions of gallons of oil, fuel, diesel, kerosene, all through the United States. And this segment of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil, 51 years young in this company. You can give them a call at 241-1167. We'll be right back after these messages.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this wonderfully wet Wednesday. You know, we used to do that somewhere, and I guess in our politically correct audience didn't like us doing that hump day. You know, I don't know what that was about, but I thought it was funny.
No, people just said that they'd heard it enough, but, you know, frankly, I think it was great.
I thought it was funny, too.
And it was hump day, because today is hump day. And hump day means is that you've reached that point in a week where you get up to the midday, and you've climbed to the top. And then on the other side, it is a slide down through Friday.
Oh, well.
Well, not exactly.
I guess if you work, it's interesting, because when I drove through my coffee place this morning, she said, well, I made it through Wednesday.
We haven't yet.
Well, you know, okay, again, it's currently 52 degrees and outside it's raining, and we do have a flood watch. Just be careful again if you're crossing or close to any kind of rivers or actually little streams that turn into that. Overnight showers with a low of around 48 tonight as well. What do you have up there?
Well, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. In the top 50 hospitals in the whole country when it comes to cardiac care. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. Well, I've got here Simpson University. I like Simpson University. Simpson University has gone through some trials and tribulations. We're put on probation due to the fact that they're having some financial problems and their strategic planning didn't quite meet up to what the Western Colleges and Universities Board thought. Well, a lot of things have happened. The president has retired, but he got the thing set in motion, and Dr. Norm Hall came in last fall. Hmm. And this guy is a dynamo.
I think people that I know that work out there, by the way, really love the new regime.
Yeah.
They're very happy.
Anyway, they've turned this place around. They've introduced new classes. They've introduced new athletic teams. They've done a lot of things, and now they're totally off probation. They didn't, you know, they weren't kept on, like, double secret probation or semi probation, or there's a warning here. No, they were taken totally off probation. They are steaming full steam ahead.
They are accredited.
They are totally accredited.
And everything is whatever mark was on it or probate, like you said, has been lifted. Everything is clear.
That's right.
Right? It accredited. That's all you need to know.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the rest of it? Did I just waste my time?
No. I'm just saying, go ahead.
No? Okay.
If there's more about that, expound,
no,
please.
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
What's next?
What's next is, you know, last night, two things happened. I talked about yesterday about the Board of Supervisors taking on the issue of raising, putting a county-wide tax that includes City of Shasta Lake, Anderson, and, of course, Redding in it, to raise money for jails, public safety, you know, DA and all that. That's where it would be raised for. I said, I think that was a great idea. Well, they just decided yesterday not to do that because Mayor Julie Winters called Board of Supervisors, District 1, which is the primary the Redding area, said a group of people are going to start a petition to get a 1 cent sales tax put on the ballot for this year. They need like 5,000 signatures to do that, to put a 1 cent sales tax, which will raise around $24 million a year. Now, this, of course, will go into the general fund, which means it can be spent any way they want it to, the city leadership. The city leadership has also, you know, voted to do some things in the last day or last week, and especially yesterday. The general fund, or the budget in the general fund pays for a lot of things, police, fire, other things. Well, last night, the city council voted 4-1 to spend $4.5 million on a soccer park. This is after one of them said, hey, look, that money comes in direct competition with the police department to spend that money on the soccer park. Well, we're going to do this by raising fees. We get $1 million from McConnell Foundation. We're going to, you know, get other things. But it still comes out to money that's being taken out of the general fund. And when it's coming out of the general fund like that, and they're going to make up for it by raising park fees, raising building fees like this, even though there were developers that were in there, real estate people said, hey, that's going to impact on us. Nick, were you there last night?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear about it?
Did you read about it? I haven't even. There's something else I wanted to talk to about the city, but this is finish up what you're talking about, this leaves a real sour taste in my mouth. This has been planned, in my opinion, all along. That's why Adam McElvain came up with the idea that we're going to go through each department, department by department, looking for some juice for city and firefighters. Well, I've gone to the two of those meetings, and they're run by Barry Tippin, and, you know, there's just no juice there. If you want fire or if you want police, you're going to have to give us more money. That's all it amounts to. And they've had this planned all along. The thing that really leaves a sour taste in my mouth is Chiminti backing out. Come to find out, I think you were right yesterday that it was going to be a dedicated tax to the jail with Chiminti. So he's bowing down to Julie Winter. And if you look at the demographics of the county, you know, we've got a lot of conservatives. But when you compress it into the city of Reading, you've got a lot more liberals. And they have a lot better chance of getting this to pass through. I'm wondering what the county's going to get out of this 1 cent sales tax.
Well, that's a good question. So, you know, that has to be, we'll find out what this committee, this public safety committee, is planning, because she wouldn't name who's on it, and it's kind of interesting. But it'll be interesting to see what they're going to raise, you know, how they're going to do it, where's the money supposed to go to, and then what's your guarantee the money's going to go there? Well, there is no guarantee if it's in the general fund. I mean, let's just say it out loud. You can, you know, we elect people because we want to trust those people, and yet they can spend that money any way they want. And in 2 years, there's another election anyway, and you may lose a couple of the people off the city council, and then those people can come in. They haven't promised to spend that money anyway. They can do it anything they want, and we've got to look at the big skunk on the table is those unfunded liabilities. Is that where the money's going to go to?
I believe so. You know, that gets paid first and foremost. And their projections aren't near as dire as they could be, because if we have a downturn in the market, those unfunded liabilities are going to go up. And no matter where their committee decides they want to spend that money, those get paid first.
Yeah.
If there's money, there's no
and
money.
You know what? There's then you have a no-choicer there. So, but here's the thing that concerns me is we talk about raising the building permits on, you know, fees on these things for houses and offices and all this for the soccer fields. At the same time, they're talking about raising the building building permit fees for funding the neighborhood police unit and the third fireman. You know, we're losing that money from the grants given to us by Bethel Church and the casinos. So is that two separate raises of the funds, of the building permits and the building fees and all this thing?
And at the same time, there's quite a bit of management that hasn't had their fair share of raises. They lost a lot of purchasing power back in 08 that they haven't got back. You ought to see that graph that Tippin put up there comparing their loss of purchasing power to Social Security recipients who gradually got their COLAs and didn't lose anything all along. He's comparing people that make $150,000 to $200,000. No, that's no kidding. I can show you the graph. And it's
really?
So my
$1,600 a month is I've maintained my buying power at that, but my $150,000 a year job, my $12,000 a year $12,000 a month I didn't. Huh?
That's right. You take a $200,000 a year employee at 2008, and he had to take these furlough days, and that dropped down his purchasing power probably more than you and I grossed on Social Security, and they're whining about that. That being said, you and Terry were talking about pot stirrers yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm proud to say I'm a pot stirrer, and a pot stirrer serves a really important place in this society here. It gets people thinking. The pot stirrer points out the inadequacies, how our leaders are deceiving us, and brings to people's attention the poor contracts, big league dreams being one that comes up, and gets people thinking and brings them to the polls, hopefully. Educate them on the issues. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and I think there's a place, and there is a place for the pot stirrers. I thoroughly agree with you. I think they're the ones that bring up these things that say, well, why is this happening? And then other people, you know, they can come on, you can come on radio shows, they can come in, they can write letters. If they get published, they can do all these things, you know, and say, this is what's going on.
The key word there was, if they get published. I had Carol Ferguson turn down three of my letters.
But
it turned
out
always
been, but you've always been welcome here.
And I appreciate it. Now, I want to tell you real quick one inadequacy that's deceiving that's going on right now with the city of Reading.
Okay.
If you go to the February 4th city of Reading council meeting and click on the video and go to the 38th minute, you'll see Craig Carroll from Carroll's Office Supply talking to the city council about asking why he didn't get a contract when his bid was $14,000 cheaper than Ray Morgan, who got the contract. And Mike DeQuesco takes this and takes it off the consent calendar and puts it on the regular agenda, and they talk about it. You go to 1 hour and 13 minutes, and you can see the conclusion to where they take a vote, and it's 3-1 to award the contract to Craig Carroll, Carroll's Office Supply. The next day they rescinded that vote, and it's going to come up in the next city council meeting.
No, they probably couldn't vote for it. They probably found out they couldn't vote for it like that.
Oh, no. No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Kristen Schrader was throwing a hissy fit.
Why?
Because it was quite obvious she wanted the contract to go to Ray Morgan. You should go see the video. And, in fact, call up Craig Carroll and tell him I told you to call.
Well, we might do that. It might
you
be
should.
Interesting to see why they took a bid that was $14,000 higher. So.
Yes.
Okay,
and
I got to run.
Their excuses. I'm going to let you go. I know I've taken up a lot of time.
Well, no, it's not that. We're just over our break, and we're really trying to be professional and try and keep our breaks right at, you know, hit when we are.
Thanks,
even
Nick.
Though that I'm losing it all the time.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm trying to be professional
you
and
are.
Withhold the profanity.
Thank you, Nick. All right, we're going to take a break here at KCNR 1460 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I like that. Hey, welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott and our show, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Proud to be here in the city of Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. No better instruction in firearms and concealed carry, defensive pistol, than you will find in Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822.
Okay, the Wall Street Journal. This is an article that we thought important to share today. The arrest of families crossing into the U.S. illegally in the past 5 months hit a record, prompting the chief of Customs and Border Protection to say the system is at the breaking point. From October through February, border agents arrested 136,150 people traveling in families for crossing the border illegally. The prior record for a 12-month period was 107,212 during the fiscal year that ended in September. More than 66,400 people were arrested in February, making it the busiest month since President Trump took office and the busiest February since 2008. The numbers were the sharpest evidence yet that despite Mr. Trump's effort to crack down on illegal immigration, the flow of migrants is only growing. The situation is not sustainable. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McKeelinen, very Irish, said while releasing the numbers today, Tuesday, the system is well beyond capacity and remains at the breaking point. On Tuesday afternoon, the White House highlighted the new numbers, saying that reflect an ever-worsening crisis on our southern border.
It does. You know what? This is not getting any better. And the reason they're arresting so many people is because they're being encouraged, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, because this is an opinion show. This is not a news show. My opinion is because, that there's a threat that Trump's going to shut down the border. And if he shuts down the border, effectively shuts down the border so that you can't get in, then they're not going to have a chance. They're going to have to go through the system that we have to enter our country. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, having people do that. The system itself, however, gets bogged down, it's tedious, it's expensive, and there's got to be a better way of doing this. On the other hand, the people that we allow into the United States of America should be those people that, one, show the interest that they want to become Americans. They want to assimilate. They want to assimilate into our culture and not hide or not, maybe hide's not the right word, but not assimilate into our culture where they become Americans. And they, that they like my daughters, the employees at my daughter's firm, that seven of them became citizens in one day. Well, this is great. This
they
is
did it together. Every, they went through they the journey
all,
together.
They were all Hispanic. And this is great. Absolutely fabulous because they went through the journey coming across the border. And somebody, you know, so they go into, well, let's just do the E-Verify. If you do E-Verify, you can't hire anybody. And they said, well, that means nobody will come. Well, that's not true. We're a very generous country. So you show up and you want food, medicine, schools. You don't need to work to get that from our country. And if, you know, in any type of way of taking that back by saying, well, you have to work to be able to get your the dole that's been handed out to you. So you have to work. You have to clean up the streets or anything like that. I mean, it is fought. It's fought. It's fought. The only way to do this.
But we, the taxpayers, pay for it. So what's.
Yeah, why don't we have a say in this?
We have a very successful business friend who really is adamant that E-Verify is the way to go. That bring in the illegals, help them to become legal, but do the E-Verify program.
Yeah, you sponsor them. You know, if you want people to have, you know, to be in and sponsor somebody, make sure they've got a place to go. When Linda's grandmother came through Ellis Island, she had to have a place they were going to. They asked how much money they had to make sure they were healthy. If they weren't healthy, they were held there at Ellis Island until they either got healthy, or if they were never going to be healthy, then they went back home. But they did this to make sure the country, you know, was having people coming in, that they had a place to go to, they had funds, and that they were going to go to work someplace. And
right?
They were sponsored.
There
was
somebody
there already.
And they had the address of where they were going, exactly, who was sponsoring them. Again, like you said, it was two pages.
It was. And here's the other thing.
Of verification.
Yeah. Here's the other thing on this is we need to secure the border for a variety of reasons. But we need to secure the border. Does it need a wall everywhere? The wall can be a technical wall. In my opinion, you know, we can watch hundreds of miles with drones, sensor fields. There's all types of things you can do as long as you have forces there available to get there quick enough to stop people from coming across. I mean, you know, the wall is symbolic. The wall can be made out of so many different things. But here's the thing: you need to secure the border first, and then you get into. Trump offered 1.8 million Dreamers. To become citizens, and the Democrats turned him down because the wall. I don't understand what is so hard in our society for the Democrats and Republicans to get together on this is what defines a nation is a border and a common language. I mean, it's not too much more after that.
So the numbers are staggering, and are you saying that you think because of the fact there's been a threat of closing the border, people are fleeing? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's part of it. But I also think that there's efforts underway from groups of people to start pushing people up here north
for the vote,
to put the pressure on. Well, the people aren't going to vote. Those people aren't going to vote.
Well,
yet,
okay.
Yet. and it's, you know, the fact is that the Republicans got to figure a way to open the tent up a little bit. So that they include more and more people. And the way to do it, and as much as people dislike Trump, is the way for them to do that is to make jobs available. You know, the African-American community has the lowest unemployment than they've had. And gosh, God knows when. Same thing with Hispanic community. Wages are going up no matter what you read. But if you look at the real figures, they are going up. The amount of work that's out there, and it keeps expanding, that's the way that if the Republican Party is going to grow, is the way it has to go. You expand out where people see, okay, these types of laws, these types of expanding business, these things where you can earn a living, a good living, and not have to be taking money from the government every week or every month just to be able to live, is the way to go. It's nobody wants to just, well, there's, I'm sure there's a percentage, but people want to work. They want to make something of themselves. They want to get to achieve things in life. This is what makes this country great. And if we take that away from people, then there's no reason for them to want to be better. There's no reason for people to want to get jobs. There's people out here that are homeless right now that would love to get a job. We have to find those people. We have to get them off the streets. We have to get them into programs where we can help them. The ones on the other hand that don't want it,
They want to be.
We
don't
harass
want,
them until they're gone.
We don't. They don't want rules.
They
just,
don't want rules.
They want to poop in your doorway and not have any rules.
There's no rules. Right out here in front, somebody pooped in their shorts and dropped it. Well, it wasn't in front of our door, but it was in front of the place next door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just. I mean, when you see things like that, I mean, there's no place for that.
We got about a minute left, so closing thoughts on that. Then when we come back, we're going to talk about five things you need to know today.
Here's my final thoughts on this: is the wall is needed, a way of secure, the secure border is needed, and then we attack this problem with on how do we bring people into this country. That's going to be a welcome addition to this country that can help this country grow, that want to be Americans, and how we can assimilate them easily into our culture.
Okay. When we come back, five things you need to know. We're going to talk about the White House, North Korea, immigration, which we talked about, depression, and a couple other very exciting things. You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM and online. We're streaming. We'll be right back here.
They come to America every time that flag's unfurled. They come to America.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12. KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's the 6th of March, currently 53 degrees, 7:49 in the morning. Our lows tonight will be 49 and our highs of 57, showers throughout the day. And as we go through the week, we are also experiencing rain throughout the week, and Friday will be partly cloudy. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give Judy a call.
All right. Five things you need to know. Okay. The storm clouds gathering around Donald Trump's presidency just keep on growing.
According to CNN.
This is the CNN top five thing.
Just got to remember, we'll tell you where it comes from.
All right.
So.
The latest accusation against Trump is that he pressured then-Chief of Staff John Kelly and White House Counsel Don McGahn to grant daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump a security clearance against her wishes. Are you getting tired of this?
I am getting totally tired because, you know what, you can go right back to Bill Clinton and Hillary and to anybody else. If the president wants to have the people around him to have a security clearance, here's the thing. Top secret can be granted in the interim. I've seen it happen 1,000 times, an interim top secret clearance while you go back through it. If there's some reason they shouldn't, that's fine. They may not be available for all code words. You get read into programs that you are need to see. There is no need to know for some programs. So for this is a tempest in a teapot and not worth even the time to even talk about it.
All right.
Next.
North Korea. Seems like North Korea hasn't wasted any time getting back to work on its nuclear program. Satellite images appear to show that North is rebuilding a facility that had been previously used to test long-range missile engines.
Yeah, well.
Analysis of the images. Okay, this is analysis of the images suggests the work on the facility, which been dormant since August, began right around the time Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met up for the second summit, which ended last week without an agreement.
So here, what is why are we releasing things like this? Why are these things being released off of these? You know, these used to be, I know I hate to say this again, they used to be classified information. Now I guess, oh, no, if you want it, you can get it. Here's the thing. Has Kim Il-sung shot any rockets across Japan or anything else? No. Have they slowed down everything they've been doing? Yes. Is what Trump and Ung agreed on the first time, you know, taking everybody back a step from a war. Yes. Now, when Trump goes this time, last time they were castigating him. Oh, you met with him. You met with him. Oh, my God, you met with him. This time he says, you know what? You're not going to give. So we're just kind of like wasting our time. Okay, the meeting's over. And then they castigate. Oh, you shouldn't have left. You shouldn't have left. You're never going to, Trump will never get a true
attaboy.
No, he won't even get an attaboy. It's not even that. Not an attaboy. He will never get the benefit of any doubt or a fair reporting under this system that we're in right now with the major media groups, especially CNN.
All right. But they will talk about the Alabama tornadoes. There's still at least 7 people missing after a tornado outbreak killed 23 and decimated portions of an Alabama county. Search and rescue efforts have turned into a recovery mission. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones said Jones also said that 2 anonymous corporations, which I think is phenomenal, 2 anonymous corporations will pay for the funerals of all 23 victims.
Wow. You know what?
That's what I would do. If we won the lotto.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If we ever won the lottery or the lotto,
there would be
money put aside to do these kinds of things where nobody knew about it, that we would just, you know, read something that moved you, looked into it and said, you know, it's done. It's just a done
it's
deal.
Just done.
That's what you do to give back when you have some kind of, you know.
Yeah. Shelly from Tobacco and Bruce said I did win. I gave her some, you know, my tickets.
Uh-huh.
$4.
Hey.
I haven't gotten it yet. You know, here's the one thing. Did you see in the last line? This tornado was caused by President Trump and his climate and his lack of climate change work.
No, I didn't see that.
I'm surprised it wasn't in there.
So we talked about immigration. Here's something interesting. The new hope for people suffering with depression. A nasal spray that can treat the disease has been given the okay from the Food and Drug Administration. The spray called Spravato is geared toward people with treatment-resistant depression. Spravato works by restoring brain cells in patients with depression. It can be administered to a patient by a healthcare provider in a doctor's office. It can be self-administered, but only under the supervision of a care provider, and it can be taken at home. What, do you go into the office and say, give me a spray? Okay.
No, you can just spray, you know, if you feel depressed, you can just just snort a little of this stuff.
Okay. Well, you know, so winter's almost here. The latest trailer for the final season of Game of Thrones has dropped. What does that mean, has dropped? You mean it's completed, it's finished,
well,
it's dropped,
the trailer,
it's edited,
the trailer
it's done.
Is out that you can see.
Giving fans about a month to prepare for the end of the TV's all-time great shows. And yes, we did binge watch all of the seasons and went through complete dropping out depression when it was over, waiting, anticipating April, I think April 16th, somewhere in there. Okay.
You know, if you ever heard about planes being stuck underground? You know, they get stuck underground.
Yeah.
You know, so they're there.
What's the longest you had to ever wait on a tarmac?
Oh, gosh. You know what? It was years ago, but it was something like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 hours, something like that. And they stopped serving booze after the first hour.
They don't even do that anymore. You have to bring your own. They do not do that anymore.
The pilot of an Air Canada. Oh, sure they do if you want to buy it.
Maybe first class.
The pilot of an Air Canada flight that was stuck on the tarmac Monday night tried his best to placate passengers. He bought 2 dozen pizzas with his own money and had it delivered to the plane.
Oh, going good for him.
Toronto to Halifax on Monday.
Oh,
was forced
God.
To divert after their Halifax was shut down because of severe weather.
Oh, my gosh.
Knowing that they were going to be there for some time, at this airport, the pilot phoned a local pizzeria.
That's cool.
And bought 23 pizzas.
That is so cool. That dude is the pizza king.
It says here it was a situation that could have been very stressful. He said that they were stuck there for 8 hours. The pilot made it a lot easier.
That's so cool.
Now, that's the guy that
right.
He sits there and he goes, look, I can't. You know, we've got to make this a little bit. Okay, everybody's going to get hungry. It's going to be bad. 8 hours. Remember, just think about that. Stuck there for eight hours.
No, and then I just don't. I would be the lucky one to be positioned next to the bathroom. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than being in the bathroom seats on the flights. I used to perform in Hong Kong. So it would be L.A., Hong Kong, 14-hour flight. San Francisco, Hong Kong, 14-hour flight. Smelly. And that was the day when people smoked. So, you know. Anyway, good thinking. We're promised to have flying cars by now. We don't, but if we ever get them, Goodyear has developed a tire that doubles as a propeller. I'm sorry, but it just reminds me of like a Looney Tune cartoon. Does that age me? Do they even have, I don't know. Do they have Looney Tunes anymore?
They do.
Okay.
They do.
Okay, dressing down again. We talked about that earlier. The Goldman Sachs is loosening its tie by letting employees dress more casually. That's because the button-up investment bank is fighting more laid-back tech firms for talent. Just want you to know that.
Okay, can James Bond? Can James Bond be over?
Be any cooler? Oh
no, no.
Oh,
is
no.
He over? There's a big fight on this latest film when they're in this pre-production, and the director left because it was mentioned, it was brought up, and according to reports, that James Bond was going to be killed off to open up a new genre, a new James Bond.
That's a woman.
No, they haven't said that yet. It was
Jamie Bondette.
But the guy that they mentioned as a replacement is the guy that played Nelson Mandela in this movie. He's a great actor. But they're saying is that this was brought up to kill Bond off and then to bring in the next guy. And that's 007. Because James Bond is 007.
Right.
If James Bond dies, you can have another 007.
Okay.
It would just be a different character.
Okay.
So. But it's been 23 movies, or 23 or 27,
ooh, really?
25,
okay.
I don't know, there's a lot.
And finally, 115 miles per hour. That's the speed of the gust of wind that slammed into a Norwegian cruise ship, causing it to tilt and injured several passengers and crew members. Now, we talked about some things that happen when you travel, flying on the tarmac. I have been on a cruise that has had, you know, the propeller break. And just staying out there and missing an island and other things. But it was never told, the passengers were never told what happened, but that was a cruise from hell. And then going next to the bathrooms when you're on the long flights. And then I think the tarmac, I do remember being in electrical storms in Chicago. We've got to go. Hey, yeah, what about your great stories? We've got some great stories coming up in the next break with the police.
Lieutenant Pete Brindley from the Reading Police Department, head of their SWAT team and their bomb team and a few other things, is going to be on to talk about what's going on with crime and punishment in Reading. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Homeland Security Secretary tells Congress there is nothing made up or manufactured about the crisis along the southern border.
As a nation, we simply cannot stand for this. We must fix the system.
Kirsten Nielsen saying the emergency is real.
The flow of families and children has become a flood. In the past 5 years, we have seen a 620% increase in families, or those posing as families, apprehended at the border.
Congress is hearing again today from the president's former personal lawyer. Michael Cohen is back before the House Intelligence Committee. It's the second day of closed-door testimony. The White House denying suggestions that the administration ignored Democrat requests for documents relating to Jared Kushner's security clearance.
The idea that we didn't respond is not true. We did respond. We put out a statement and called Chairman Nadler's absurd and abusive fishing expedition exactly what it is.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. House Democratic leaders have delayed today's vote on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism as they try to broaden the bill's language.
The vote is now likely to take place tomorrow. The resolution was triggered by anti-Semitic comments from freshman Democrat Ilhan Omar. It's now being widened to include a condemnation of anti-Muslim rhetoric. Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel has rejected a Republican call to remove Omar from his committee.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. What's going on with North Korea? Reports backed by satellite images indicate the North may be rebuilding a rocket launching site it dismantled last year. This latest turn of events following a lack of a deal coming out of the recent Trump-Kim summit in Vietnam. Stocks in the red this hour on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 73 points. The S&P off 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A top U.S. official will be visiting Israel next week. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles B. Blazer.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced plans to travel to Jerusalem next week to set the stage for the release of a much-hyped Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. Given the proximity of the trip to Israel's April 9th elections, officials stressed that Washington is not getting involved in the domestic politics of another country. The visit nevertheless comes as the campaign is heating up, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's ruling Likud trailing in the polls to the newly formed Blue and White Party, led by ex-military chiefs and a former finance minister. Pompeo also is expected to make stops in Kuwait and Lebanon, with the latter destination likely to be a hot topic in Israel, given Iranian proxy Hezbollah's recent electoral gains in Beirut. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is shaping up as a good week for President Trump when it comes to getting his judicial nominees through the confirmation process.
Yesterday saw Senate confirmation of Alison Jones rushing to a seat on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, despite Democrat rage over her record of supporting religious liberty and a traditional and biblical view of marriage. Today sees debate on the nomination of Chad Riedler to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. He played an instrumental role in allowing states to opt out of some of the key provisions of Obamacare. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
American employers continued their hiring blitz last month. Payroll processor ADP reports employers added 183,000 jobs across a range of industries from accounting and engineering to education and healthcare. Last month's job gains were down from the 300,000 added in January. The government scheduled to release its employment report on Friday. Analysts expect it will show a gain of 183,000 jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is about.
Good morning, everybody. And the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's give you an update. It's currently 53 degrees this morning. Our highs will be 57. Our lows will be 56. Showers, about 100% chance of showers throughout the day. So just realize that we have a wet day. And as we look through the forecast, Thursday calls for chance of showers with our high of 53 and our lows of 39. Friday, there's a little bit of cloud. There's a little bit of clouds that are going to be showing with our high of 53 and our low of 38. And Saturday, high of 51 with chance of showers as well and our lows of 39. And the weather again is brought to you by our weather sponsor, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts.
Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Pete Brindley. And Pete is one of the members of our Reading Police Department and his first time on the show. So good morning there, Pete.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Now, Pete, tell us the divisions that you are head of or part of here.
Well, I recently came out of the Investigations Division. I was over there for about 3 years, and now I am a field operations watch commander for Swing Shift, and mm-hmm. I'll also oversee a number of different programs for the police department.
Okay. Now, you have you're involved with SWAT.
Yes, I am.
And also the bomb unit.
Yeah, so I was on the bomb team for about 10 years. That is run by the Sheriff's Department, but the Reading Police Department provides one bomb tech as well as one assistant to that team. So I was on that team for about 10 years.
Okay, we're going to talk about that later.
Sure.
Let's talk about Pete first.
Okay.
So how long have you been on the force?
I've been with the Reading Police Department for about 16 years. I wasn't the typical police officer that grew up wanting to be a cop. I came from a law enforcement family. My father was a chief of police, and I got asked.
And where was that at?
That was down in Marin County.
Okay.
So growing up, everybody asked me, hey, you're going to follow in your father's footsteps? And I said, no, I wanted to go a different direction. Ended up going to UC Davis, was planning to go to law school, took the LSATs, did all of that, and I was doing an internship with a firm in Sacramento. And it dawned on me that I cannot sit in an office all day. I felt like a caged rat, so I decided to go a different route. And a friend of mine was testing with the Sacramento Police Department, and I took the test, and I was hooked. Day one of the academy, I knew that this was the career for me.
It could be
That's
physical
great.
And use your brain.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, it's everybody that comes in here.
A little of both.
From the Reading Police Department. I swear to God, you know, did they hire you all on – physical presence? Is that part of the hiring thing?
It's not officially part of the hiring process. However, you know, we do want people to have command presence.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be big and strong. It's more of a state of mind.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're looking for.
No more Jackie Gleason.
Well, I tell you what, I was fortunate enough. I was honored to sit on the corporal board one time. And everybody came through there. All I could think about was, we are blessed here in this city. With the type of officers that we have, and they intelligent, dedicated, and not all of them were the 6'4", 220, could bench press the Volkswagen. Some of them were lean, but when you looked at them, you thought to yourself, I don't want to go against this guy. Sure. Because it's just, he's just going to not stop.
Yeah, it's a state of mind, and we have officers that are shorter in stature, and I probably wouldn't tangle with them myself.
Right. Yeah,
you size them up, and you don't want to tangle with them because of their command presence.
Well, okay. Let's talk about a little bit, if you don't mind, if you would tell us a little bit. You have about five, besides the bomb squad, that's a whole other segment we're going to get to, because that's a visual, and I want everyone to find out. That's not just something that happens now and then. You're saying it happens all the time.
More frequently than people.
About bombs here in town.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the northern region.
Northern region.
The team covers many counties in the North State.
So there has been then, and you said that. I have not. The only one I really heard about was the one out in Chaparral.
The neighbor next to Bob.
Yeah, our producer, our senior producer, that was the house next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people telling him to get out. And he says, I'm not going to have my house. And they're saying, well, this is so unstable, we can't even get in there.
And our team was on that for about 2 weeks because it was so volatile a situation. In that instance, the homeowner was making explosives on his property. And it was so dangerous that our only option was to burn the house down for public safety.
Now, how do you do that when something like that? I mean, do you,
you
talk about it?
It's not like a drone strike.
Yeah. No, in that instance, we bought out every Duraflame log in the North State, and we set it up to where we could initiate the fire remotely so that we were not in any danger. And then
you didn't take the junior guy and tell him to go in there with a log lighter.
No. Okay. So we set it up and so that we could remotely initiate that fire. And then we had air quality monitors on the scene, and we could view it through our robot cameras and stuff to make sure that it was safe before we approached.
It just totally went up with such an incredible heat.
That's what we wanted the highest amount of heat we could generate to make sure that all the explosives were consumed.
Is it classified knowing, or can you share with us what did he say? Why he was where? What was
he didn't
the
go
bomb?
To jail?
I wasn't involved in the criminal aspect of that case, so I really can't comment on it. That'd be
right.
Something to maybe
this
is,
oh yeah.
This
about.
Is what I heard is that he was making rocket fuel because he made rockets, and somehow it became that it wasn't whatever he was doing was not illegal.
So like the guys that go out in the middle of the field and send their rockets up, and they have clubs for that, and so you could understand if he truly had a club and he really was doing that, but he just
he's living back door. He's living there again.
Oh, okay.
In his house.
Well, I won't get into the specifics of it, but I will tell you there were the precursor chemicals to make stuff
that's what I thought.
Ooh. Other than rocket fuel.
Right.
Okay.
Well, how does that, I know you can't probably tell a lot of things, but how did that report come in? Or was it, no, there was an explosion at his house.
That's what started. It's been several years. Yeah. I don't recall the specifics of how we got involved. The sheriff's office handled the whole initial call, and I was actually retired off of the bomb team at that time, and the bomb commander, Captain Barnhart, called me up and said, hey, I know you've been off the team. We really need some help. Can you come out of retirement for me? And I said, absolutely. So 2 weeks later, we burned it down.
So in general, would you say out of the year, how many calls do you get that maybe, like a bag, brown bag?
Right. So the bomb team in Shasta County averages about 30 to 50 call-outs a year.
Do we ever see that reported?
No, you don't.
No.
And everybody kind of keeps a low profile. That includes Shasta County, Tehama.
Oh, look, there's one right now.
Lassen, Trinity County. So a lot of those are suspicious packages, a bag, suitcase at the airport, things of that nature. But there is an awful lot of people making improvised explosive devices up in this area. And then with the mining history up here, that's one thing that people don't realize is there's all kinds of old dynamite in barns and basements and that type of stuff. And it's very, very volatile when that old nitroglycerin-based dynamite and things of that nature.
I tell you what, when I got back from Iraq, if there was a box alongside the road, you'd see me shifting lanes.
Sure.
And you know in your head, there's no IEDs here. But
another aspect.
Bags, box, if there's a dead animal. Dead animals shift lanes because they would mine everything.
Yeah, and that's another aspect of the of the of the bomb team callouts is people that came back, not necessarily, you know, present day, but coming back from Vietnam and North Korea or Korea, World War II, they brought back a lot of that ordnance, and, you know, grandpa dies and they call us because they don't know what to do with it.
Which is hand grenade. Do you ever find hand grenades?
All the time.
All the time, because people have
brought it back. Right. And or like you were talking about in Weaverville and mining towns here, it's that wet box that you're afraid of that.
Yeah, they have dynamite in it.
The dynamite in it. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to have to take a break here. Coming up, let's again introduce our guest. Fascinating, by the way.
Lieutenant Pete Brindley, who is the Investigations Division, but you've...
I was in Investigations, now back in Field Ops.
Now back in Field Ops. And we're going to talk a lot more with all the different things that he has that he's involved with, but also what's happening in... with the in our statistics that we're seeing in our crimes, what's the biggest thing we need to be watching for, and how can you make yourself a little more safe out there on the street? We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, call Sharon Clark. She's got the plan for you. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
When we catch a criminal, there's nothing we can do but play cops and robbers.
Yeah, talking about such a criminal. Love it. Sue McLean's our producer this morning. I love it. She's like paying attention.
Good morning.
And definitely, yes. Good stuff. This portion of the show, hey, welcome back to KCNR for 1460, 96.5 FM. Excited to be broadcasting on our new signal as well as 1460 AM and streaming, of course, live throughout the world. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located on Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs.
2225 Hilltop Drive.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Pete Brindley, who is out in the patrol division. He was on the, we talked originally, is that Pete thought that, even though he comes from a law enforcement family, thought, well, you know, I want to go a different direction, and then realized that working in an office every day was going to kill him at
now,
an early age.
Now I work in an office every day.
Now you work in an office every day. But there's always that chance when the siren rings, they're calling all hands that you're out there.
Sure.
So, and you know what? That happens, though. The further up the ranks you go, the further away from, in a case in the military, the further up the ranks you go, the further away you are from those troops.
Absolutely.
When you're a lieutenant, you're right in there with them, or a sergeant, you're right in there with them. But by the time you reach up to certain other areas, you know, it gets you further away.
Sure. And that's exactly the same in law enforcement.
Sure. We talked about being on the bomb squad and all that. Now, and we talked about that, how many calls there are in the northern region. We're shifting now to the crime we have right here in Redding. We looked at some crime statistics that was provided to us by Julie Winters, and you have them now.
Yeah.
It's still, even though the violent crime seems to be going down, it seems to me that I'm reading more, it seems like, of maybe this, and this is based through 2017. It seems to me I've been reading the papers a lot about people being shot. Is this just, I mean, or, you know,
I think that's a perception.
Is it just
a
perception?
If you look at the violent crime numbers, they're down slightly, or I'd say slightly to significantly.
Uh-huh.
Number of homicides in this community is usually 2 to 3. Once in a while, you'll get a bump. But
mm-hmm.
Violent crime seems to be dropping, and it's the property crimes that are on the rise. I like to think that we're, you know, having an impact going out there and doing our quality of life sweeps and focusing on the petty theft, the open-air drug use, the vehicle thefts, those types of things that – they affect all of us every day, and that's what Chief Moore and our whole command staff has been focusing on the last couple of years, being out there in the public so that people know that we care and that we're trying to address the problems in town.
Is crime down, the petty theft and the home burglaries with when it rains?
You know, it's weather really has an effect on things. This recent snowstorm, I don't know where all the homeless went, but they found places to go. So yeah, crime across the board goes up in the summertime, and it's usually, you know, those July nights when it's 90 degrees and the sun goes down and everybody's out because they've been inside in the AC all day, and
mm-hmm.
and we see, you know, those summer nights is when we see a real spike in all kinds of crime.
You know, right now, though, our car theft just seems to be a continuing problem we have here. It's almost like our thieves think of cars as Uber.
Well, there's really no accountability. It's been dropped to essentially a misdemeanor crime.
Yeah.
You know, back when I started, you got somebody in a stolen car.
Yeah.
You're pretty sure they're going to prison, and now that's not the case. So,
what's considered grand theft then?
I think it's over $1,000 now.
Okay.
But they've made car theft a misdemeanor,
right?
So that even if you pick them up, if they come in, and the jail is heavy again with people. Right. I mean, I don't know if they're, you know, with the other 102 beds, I know that's made an impact, but maybe they're filled up already.
And I don't know if it's filled up yet. I know it will be with the numbers of calls for service we're seeing. And I know that it is making a difference. We put the top, we call them frequent flyers, on that list, and then they get
12 of them.
They get
12 of them.
They get a bed. And,
how does it feel for your people to arrest a guy for the 30th time?
It's very, very frustrating. And that's why, you know, we're lucky that the community has embraced the notion that we need to do something more and funded those additional beds and set up programs so that we can deal with those people that are the frequent flyers.
Let's talk about boots on the ground here. And, you know, we talked to the police chiefs about it, and I talked to, you know, city leaders and county leaders, but let's just get down right to it. You know, it used to be they'd say, well, we don't have any room for them. And even if this 102 beds are filled up, the idea of more policemen, what difference does that make? Even if there's no place really to put people.
Well, it's having that presence there, and it's a deterrent. You know, people are less likely to do something if they think they're going to get caught or they think that somebody's watching them. So having, you know, the more police officers on the ground, the better off you are. The community feels safer. It's safer for the officers. They have, you know, cover units that are in closer proximity. So it makes a huge difference.
That's, you know, and I, you know, having lived in that situation, I firmly believe that. You know, we could barely contain what we had. If we were on the ground, we controlled it. But when we left, here they came again. Al-Qaeda would slink out from underneath the rocks. But when we got the, and I've said this before and people heard it, I don't care. But when Bush ordered in another 30,000 troops, we owned it then. Mm-hmm. And that's when we really started smashing Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Well, that and the fact that the Iraqis realized that we were a lot better friends than Al-Qaeda was. The presence there kept the problems down until we could catch them.
Right. And it's important to point out that the Reading Police Department is not back to pre-recession levels. We were at about 119, I think, at our height in, you know, 06.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just cracking 100. And so that has an impact. We're not able to have as many motor officers out there in school zones in the morning. We don't have as many investigators. So, you know, cases tend to back up. We have to prioritize those. So there are reasons for having more people in the police department.
So our guest this morning is Lieutenant Pete Brindley. And a question for you. And of course, we are. If you decide that you would like to make a call or put into our chat pack a question for our lieutenant, please do. The number is 605-4567. That's a hotline. And or you can go to KCNR or Free Fire Radio and get on our chat room. And if you have a question you would like to ask anonymously or anything. But my question for you in this segment of the show would be, we saw a lot of police brutality and we saw a lot of hate for the guys in the blue in the last 2 years on a national level. And how do you keep your morale up? You know that you have a calling. Obviously, you went to law school and you said, okay, I got into the academy and realized this was for me. How do you keep the morale up? Is it for you personally?
Well, I constantly have to remind myself why I got into this profession. And I know that there are bad actors or bad apples in any profession, and law enforcement is no exception. I know that. Sometimes the perception in the media can get to you personally, but my job as a leader in the police department is to not show that and try to point out the positive aspects of law enforcement and the fact that we are still helping this community get better. We're helping victims of crime, and that's ultimately why I got into this job in the first place. So it's important to not lose sight of why you got into any chosen profession, and that kind of motivates you to push on.
You know, it's tough, and I've talked to a variety of different law enforcement organizations that said, you know, a lot of times the only time a citizen comes in contact with you is if you've pulled them over.
Sure.
And that it's you have to keep reminding your men and women on the street is, this person is not the last five scumbags you've worked with.
Absolutely.
Do you have to keep reminding people that?
Yeah, and, you know, we're always encountering people in their darkest hour. You know, they've lost a family member, they've been a victim of a crime, they've gotten a car accident, whatever. And that's why we're making a real push to make positive contacts with people in the community so that, you know, it's just a one-on-one conversation. It's not – nobody's a victim and nobody's a suspect. It's just – getting to know our officers on the street at a community level to kind of take down those barriers that
can be there. Because, I mean, if you've just been rolling around on the ground for like 2 hours with people, then you pull over somebody and they're on their cell phone. Okay, mm-hmm. Now that's an offense right there. But, you know, they're already hyped up because of that. And then, it's tough. And the fact that, that our officers come up when they're polite because I have to vote over for that.
Then you have somebody who's just a foul-mouthed human being.
Yeah, that's just giving you a bad time. You just want to just...
Right.
Yeah, anyway, okay, we're going to take a break here. We're here with Lieutenant Pete Brindley. He's got a number of things. He's back on in the divisions now, but don't you also have the Neighborhood Police Unit?
I oversee the Neighborhood Police Unit.
I want to talk about that when we get back, the Neighborhood Police Unit, because that seems to have had a huge impact on our community. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and find out how they're moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR, 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Don't stop.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by 6 county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now is the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:33 in the morning. It's currently 54 degrees.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Before we go to Terry, I saw something, a meme the other day, and it says, your chance of getting a ticket from this police officer with this haircut is 143%. And, my gosh, they had really short haircuts, Pete.
Oh, well, yeah, that's policy. Not by choice.
Not by choice. But these were like the buzz cuts, you know, yeah. the half inch.
The military?
The half inch true cuts with the butch wax on.
Oh,
like
okay.
That.
Anyway.
Well, as we get older, it's just easier to shave.
Yeah, right.
Just, instead of doing the comb over.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Lieutenant Pete Brindley?
I do. And, Pete, thank you for all you do, sir.
Thank you.
And also, Carl, you're coming in great on 96.5. A lot of folks, it really is working well, my friend.
Well, you know what? We're still trying to figure out, Terry, just how far we go. We're getting phone calls from people that go, I went, really? You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's working out real well. Anyway, I want to make a quick comment about I ran into a young lady who's a police officer. I was delivering some shirts and hats to one of my stores. And there was a couple of real live ones. I mean, you could smell what was in their car from a distance. And anyway, they were at the stoplight, and she pulled by me, and I kind of waved at her a little bit, and she stopped. And I said, man, I go, you got some live ones? She goes, I know. And really, but I didn't, I mean, very polite police officer, very pleasant young lady, good sense of humor. I didn't run into anything as far as any kind of, she was very nice. Okay, so, and I thought, and you know, she said, hey, we're going to do our best. We'll get these guys, bring them in. The problem is we let them go again. We have to let them go. So I just want to give encourage that because my experience there was a very pleasant person.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a positive experience.
And one other quick thing, too, and this is certainly no reflection on the great police department we have, but we have eight different law agencies in this town, several of which our sheriff has given MOUs to. We have a lot of law enforcement. You know, and we're never, I mean, I've been here since 1975. We never have enough police. We never will have enough police. What we need to do is have a place to put these folks. And the one last thing is, too, I just, with Nick's call earlier this morning and with what we have going on still at City Council, at least according to what the reports we're getting, with some things really not being, well, maybe quite as uppity-up as we'd like them to be, and gosh, it's going to be really hard to get that sales tax through. I think we have resources. We just need to have a place to put them. But thanks again, Pete, for what you do. And you guys do an amazing job. And I found, again, the police officers to not only be pleasant but polite.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thanks, sure. Terry.
Hey, positive. That's nice to hear. Yeah, like, you know.
Well, you know what? But that's one of the things I also heard about, you know, for police up here is that it's predominantly a positive atmosphere here in support of police.
It is. We have a very positive relationship with the community up here. I have friends across the nation, frankly around the world, that are in law enforcement, and talking to them, I realize how lucky I am and how lucky our community is to have such a positive relationship.
Well, you know that, but you know what positive is positive does too.
Sure, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about
the UPU. I want to talk about
the FBI agent.
Well,
the FBI.
We'll get to, okay, well,
since I brought it up,
since you brought it up,
there, sorry,
Pete went to the FBI Academy.
I did last summer.
Okay.
What
tell
was that like?
273.
How many? Was it a week? Was it 2 weeks? What was
that was 10 weeks in Quantico, Virginia.
During the
summertime.
Oh my
so
gosh.
How do you like the humidity in
you know,
Quantico, Virginia?
I spent quite a lot of time in the South, and last summer was not that bad.
Okay.
We caught a few days that got into the 90s, but for the most part, even the locals were saying, you guys got lucky because it was, you know, high 70s, a little bit of humidity, but nothing – Nothing to that.
Ten weeks.
I didn't like the June bug.
Tell people that they think the FBI Academy is in some great place, you know, where there's lots of liberty around there. You can go out after work. Where is the FBI Academy?
It's on Marine Corps base at Quantico, and it is a high security base, and the MPs don't mess around. If it says 15 miles an hour, you do 15 miles an hour. Respect all the rules and regulations.
And you're in the middle of a forest out there.
In the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere, literally. Mm-hmm. When you go out there, and it's the camp Barrett where we train the officers, we train our lieutenants, is across the woods and down the road a little bit mm-hmm. from the FBI Academy. So we would be running past it, and the FBI guys running past us all the time too.
If you had to say two things that were your takeaway, two of the top things that would take away of the 10-week experience there in Quantico last year, which I think is wonderful to send the officers here in the Reading Police Department, to send officers out to do something like that, because just to keep your game on emotionally and mentally, what would have been your two takeaways?
Oh, my number one takeaway was that the problems that we are experiencing in our community are the same problems that are in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or my roommate was from New Delhi, India. Same stuff, same issues.
New Delhi, India.
Yeah.
Never even thought of that. That's right. People from law enforcement officers from all over the world come to FBI Academy.
So, you know, sometimes when you're in your little bubble, you think that, you know, you're the only one experiencing this or that problem. And it's the same stuff no matter where you go. So that was my number one takeaway. And then my number two takeaway was just the positivity of everybody there. It kind of reinvigorated me to want to stay in this profession. I have about 5 years left, and it just kind of gave me a bump start and got me more focused on my career and the positive impact that I can have.
One more question. Did you journal or did you write home during that time?
No, because we have cell phones now. So
okay.
When I went to bomb school, you know, 12 years ago, we tried to do Skype and it didn't work. But this was kind of cool. We do the FaceTime with the family every night.
Right. I'm just curious because as you were going through things, sometimes the written form of stuff is just a record.
Yeah. And there were some classes. I took one class that I really enjoyed, which was emotional intelligence. I tell people I took that and they laugh at me, but, it really.
Well, what is that? You got to explain that one now.
Well, it's the standard answer is that it's putting yourself in other people's shoes, having empathy, showing empathy, but more deeply it's looking at yourself and knowing what triggers you and how you can better deal with aspects of your life and things that, you know, might tick you off and you know they are, recognizing that so the next time it happens you're not having so much emotion.
You're ready for it
and you're not making decisions based on your emotion.
Did you bring that back to the police officers?
I have
here?
It's kind of a newer concept mm-hmm. Especially in law enforcement, and so those are things that are probably be mainstream, you know, 10 years after I'm gone. But mm-hmm. so it's kind of in its
cool.
infancy now.
If you stuff stuff, it's just a human condition. If you stuff stuff, it's going to come out in ways that maybe aren't so positive. So mm-hmm. talking about it, addressing, we all have a trigger, a word, a mood, a look, and it can come back from
some of us have numerous ones.
Oh, yeah. And it could come back from who knows what. But anyway. Okay, I interrupted your very first question.
Well, no, but that's fine. Because at the Academy, because we got another segment, I want to talk about the MPU and the importance of this. But I want to finish up on the FBI Academy. The fact that you were selected to go to this is big, Pete, because I know that how many people do we send a year? Do we send one every year in our leadership capacity?
There hasn't been anybody in a while. The last person to go was Chief Moore. Mm-hmm. I believe that was 8 to 10 years ago.
Wow.
So I went last year, and now Lieutenant Barner will be the next one to go. He's on the list, the mm-hmm. waiting list. I thought it was a long time. I waited for 3 years, and then when I got there, there was people that had been on the list for 7, 8 years.
Mm.
So I was actually pretty lucky. So they send a set number from out of the Sacramento field office,
mm-hmm.
and that covers, you know, obviously the Sacramento region, but then the North State as well. Another recent graduate is the Undersheriff McGreeny from the Sheriff's Office in Shasta.
Oh, McGreeny.
He went about a year prior to him.
Well, you know, we know Eric. We didn't ask him about that, though. You know what? I think that's, you know, the other thing it does is it brings you up to the latest on on how to fight crime, how to solve crime,
sure,
and all the technical aspects of it. Were there things back there that kind of you looked at and you went, wow?
Well, you know, obviously you look at what some of the big cities are doing, stuff like shot caller and stuff like that, which can triangulate where a gunshot came from. They're using that in New York and Philadelphia.
We were using that over in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We were working on that technology in 1997, 98.
Yeah.
That could tell us which way the round was coming from.
Yeah. So now bigger departments are using stuff mm-hmm. like that. So, you know, the technology stuff is kind of, you know, over the top. But just the networking is the biggest thing. It's if you have a question regarding a policy or a procedure or anything like that, I have a network of people that I can reach out to across the world and say, hey, how do you guys do it? And I put out emails and got, you know, dozens of responses within a half an hour. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's really important.
Great.
Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Pete Brindley, who is, in Reading Police Department, just returned from this past summer from 10 weeks at the FBI Academy. He has got a varied career here of EOD and SWAT and all these things. Now, when we come back, he's got the Neighborhood Police Unit under his command. And I want to talk about the Neighborhood Police Unit because it's in the news. We got a grant from Bethel Church. It's nice getting grants from churches so we can put the Neighborhood Police Unit out there. And also from the casino from Wind River and Reading Rancheria so we could have district attorneys to try the ones that we're picking up like this.
Fantastic.
Maybe we can find a way that we can actually fund this. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Neighborhood Police Unit, what it does, the impact it's had out there when we get back. This is Carl and the Bot. We are with KCNR 96.5 and 1460. AM. This is your talk radio station.
That's when those cops came pulling up, and I thought, man, ain't this some shit.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
professional cleaning services. 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 96.5 FM you're listening to, and KCNR 1460 AM. Our guest this morning is Police Lieutenant Investigations Division and so many other hats this man wears, Pete Brindley. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Pete's moved on to some other things too, but Pete, here's a quick question. I don't want to get into the NPU. When one gets pulled over and they have a CCW, and as we know, there's a lot of CCWs in this county, what is your protocol? If someone tells you they have a firearm, do you take them out of the car and cuff them for your safety, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, my advice to somebody that has a CCW and they get stopped is to put their hands up on the steering wheel. And when the officer approaches, tell them that they have a concealed weapons permit and they have a concealed weapon in the vehicle. Don't, like we were talking on the break, don't store your pistol in the glove compartment or in the center console, because when you're asked for your registration proof insurance and the officer sees the weapon, things could go a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
For you.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't typically pull people out of the car and handcuff them for mm-hmm. safety. That's, like you mentioned, it's something that we come across frequently. You know, down south, it might be a different
San Francisco, deal. they have different ways of handling this.
They absolutely do.
Well, like, quickly, hypothetical, what would happen if somebody had the vest on and they were holstering the firearm and they had their hands on the steering wheel and said, "Officer, I have a, you know, concealed carry permit. I am carrying, and it's on my right hip." What would you do then?
You know, if somebody's being cooperative and they're being forthright with that information, I'm of course my guard's going to be up a little bit more, but I'm going to go about my business the same exact way as I would any other time.
Okay.
And you're going to want to see the CCW.
Absolutely.
And does that kind of give a indication that maybe this, you know, this guy's been through, or woman has been through background investigations and all this?
An upstanding citizen, and you know, normally I wouldn't even ask to see the weapon. If they have a valid concealed weapons permit, mm-hmm. they've told me about it, I'll send them on their way.
Okay. So you're saying that you should probably have that in a place where you're not digging around trying to find your, like, and deep in your wallet someplace where you forgot where it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
all right.
Neighborhood police unit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Impact it's had on our community.
Oh, it's been tremendous. I was actually on the neighborhood police unit back in 2005, so I know what it can accomplish. And so I was really happy personally to see that program come back because they can address those problem areas. They can focus efforts on a problem drug house, on a problem area, a park that, you know, normally on patrol we just can't address. So they are a huge asset to the community, a huge asset to the department.
They just had a milestone of how many arrests they had the other day, I think, or maybe last month. So many thousand arrests.
They make a ton of them. You know, and one thing that I'm kind of putting forth is that I want them to be out in the community. I don't want them to be just dealing with the bad element. I want them in the downtown business area going, you know, storefront to storefront, introducing themselves. I want them on the Hilltop Drive corridor doing the same thing. I want them on the all-terrain motorcycles out on the river trail on spring sunny days. I want them out there so we're making those positive contacts like we were talking about earlier. so many times it's negative when people have contact with the police, and we want to make an effort to have those positive contacts.
What's the River Trail like now? Is it, you know, remember, you know, we had that one incident where the 85-year-old lady got hit in the head.
Sure.
And other people, you know, everybody was became very fearful of walking on the River Trail. What would you say on a scale of 10 is so safe you could, you know, let the baby walk down the trail by itself to one where you don't want to go down unless you've got the vest on and three firearms?
No, I think it's very, very safe. Of course, be smart. If you're going to go out walking, you know, don't go by yourself. Bring your dog with you. Things, you know, just basic safety things that you can do for yourself. If you have, you know, pepper spray or a concealed weapons permit, carry your weapon with you. That's just smart. That's everyday stuff.
Yeah.
But the River Trail is a safe place to be. And as the temperatures start to increase, we'll be out there in force and making our presence known.
Well, last year we had people in there from from North State Security were out there helping along along the trail. Was that a force multiplier there?
Absolutely. Yeah, like we talked about earlier, just having a presence is going to dissuade people from doing criminal activity. So the more people we can put out there, the better.
What would you tell people how come cars are being stolen so much? And is it because people are leaving the cars open and they're leaving their keys there? Or what are the crooks able to do now?
That is a huge number. A huge number of our stolen cars are vehicles that are left unlocked, keys left in the ignition or left in the sun visor. A number of them are, you know, get in the car, get ready to leave for work and forgot something, run inside, leave the car open with the motor running and come out and car's gone. So it's really a crime of opportunity in many cases. And so we did that 9 p.m. routine back in December, which is encouraging people at 9 o'clock at night, go outside, make sure that your cars are locked.
We do it now.
Yeah. Make sure that your garage door is closed. Make sure your gates are locked up. Your dogs are secure. All those things that in our everyday life, we just forget to do, and then you next thing you know, you're a victim of a crime, and it's something that is absolutely preventable. So we're just trying to get that word out.
Well, we've been, both of us have just through coming back late and just whatever, both of us have had our cars broken into.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us had our cars open.
They were open. And it was funny, too, because
we thought we locked them.
Big thing of locking them up
now
that
do.
Night. Obviously, I didn't. So do they come by every night and check, or is it just that, just happened to come by?
Our street was getting robbed.
Yeah, criminals will target a neighborhood,
right,
and they'll check doors. And, you know, if the door's open, it's a lot easier than breaking a window.
At least the last time they piled it up neatly in the front seat when they went through the console.
Both times.
You know, I mean, they.
And so another thing is don't leave valuables sitting out, you know, your laptop or leave your pistol in the car or something like that, and that's just going to entice somebody to break in.
Right, but what we do now, and we encourage everybody to do that, like you were saying, Officer Brindley, was that before we go to bed, just like you brush your teeth, both clicks go on to make sure we've locked the cars are locked, and we do the house perimeter and make sure everything's done, and it's just part of the nighttime ritual.
We turn our dog Elk Killer loose, too.
So the program worked then. I'm really happy to hear that.
And I think that if people just kind of like are aware of things like that, but every night I'll make sure those, even if I'm positive I've done mine, we'll still do it. It kind of gives you that last check.
Right.
And this is what people, you know, when we have so many stolen cars, I am still astounded to hear every time I talk to a police officer, well, yeah, those were open. Yeah, those keys were in there. And it's like, I think everybody in Reading knows we have a problem with car theft. So,
just be smart and try to do everything you can to not be a victim.
Okay. Now, last question is, we only got like about a minute and a half, is we have a number of candidates in the academy. Is that true?
Yes, we have several recruits in the academy right now. I think we're looking at sending several more to the next academy. So
we are then growing, or are we losing people at the same time?
You know, we're losing people to retirements. We're losing people to medical issues. And typically we're running about 6 to 10 people that are on the shelf at any one time.
That's why about 10% of your 10% people are injured.
Historically, it's been about 10%. So, we're always running at a deficit. And so we're looking for qualified candidates. If, you know, people in, we want to draw from this community. So I highly encourage anybody that has an interest in law enforcement to put their application in and come be a part of what we do on a daily basis.
It's a good job. It's, you know, what you talk about protecting and serving, and a lot of our young military that have come back and going to school, it may be something they want to think about because you're used to it.
We have a large number of veterans that work for the Reading Police Department. We're very proud of that. And
you make a living wage, as we all know.
We don't do too bad.
No,
you're not going to become a millionaire, but you're going to be able to provide for your family. And, you know, like my dad always told me, hopefully you hit the end of your career and you look back and say, you know what, that's pretty. I did something positive and did something pretty
good. I made a difference in my community and the people around me.
And I helped my kids get through school.
No, but if you can do that, if you can say that, I've made a positive influence in my community, that is something to be proud of.
My dad always said, try to leave anything, you try to leave it better than you found it. So that's words I live by.
He sounds like a great guy.
Okay.
Need more of that.
Let's just leave it on that one then.
Okay.
And Lieutenant Pete Brindley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks,
and we really appreciate it. When I see Chief Moore, I'm going to tell him how much I appreciate him bringing in the leadership of the Reading Police Department like this, so we can learn more about what's happening and get to meet the people that are running our police department.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to be here. Thank
you
for having me.
Okay, hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark and me, I can't even begin to tell you what's going to happen, but we're hoping to have Jake Mangus in here to talk about some things the Chamber of Commerce is a little concerned about, so we can talk about that, about new taxes, new permits, and how we're going to pay for things. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.